Grand Haven area public schools off today. They were off on Friday, too. They call it a fall break. Okay, as adults, David Mann's in the studio. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. We don't get fall breaks, do we? I want one. Hang on, I'm having a problem with your mic. Talk again. There we go.
Yeah, good morning.
We don't get fall breaks.
It would be nice to have one every once in a while.
Yeah, like a Friday and a Monday off. I would love that. Now, David, you are a board member of Mulligan's Hollow Ski Bowl. You're also on the events committee. And I've got some lovely young ladies in here. Stella, Maisie. Is it Ava? In the microphone, Ava and Parker. Just say hello, all of you. And you guys don't have school today, so how lucky are you? But you're at a radio station. That's not always so much fun. But first of all, David, tell me about the ski swap and what this is all about.
So this coming weekend, on Saturday, mm-hmm. we have our annual ski swap.
Okay.
We've been doing it for decades now.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, it's a tremendous opportunity for our community to get anybody that wants to try skiing.
Uh-huh.
That's an expensive sport, right?
So it is. It is.
You have all kinds of gear. You have skis. You have poles. You have gloves and helmets. And with these young ladies growing every year, it gets quite expensive as a parent. So
sure.
This is an opportunity for anybody in the Grand Haven area, Spring Lake, and the Tri-State area, Tri-Cities area, to come out and find gear at a reasonable price, get fitted, and maybe if you're looking to get rid of some of your gear, do the right thing and donate, or if you have some expensive stuff you want a few dollars for, you can get some money for your old gear as well. So it's a really great opportunity for everybody to get out there and get equipped for the year at the ski ball.
Where's it at?
It's at the Eagles on 20 North 2nd Street.
Yeah.
This will be the third year that we've been there.
That you're doing it over there.
Yeah,
because I think it got so big, didn't it? Is that why you had to move it?
That's correct. And we can't thank the Eagles enough for donating that spot and allowing us, because we just kept outgrowing
the
spots. We used to do it at the Hill.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a couple other venues that we tried it at, and Eagles just really fits us perfectly. So we're gracious to those people. We're so grateful for them.
When does Mulligan's Hollow start making that snow?
Oh, boy. Well,
Not soon enough. Those girls are like, not soon enough. They're so adorable.
Yeah, well, last Halloween, didn't we have snow, or was that the year
Oh, no, that was 2 years,
two years ago
where we had that much. It was a lot, like several inches. Yeah.
But last year, we did have a banner year at snow. So
you did?
A lot of folks out at the Hill. I don't want to go on record to tell you when we're going to start making snow.
Okay.
Josh Pruitt and his team will have my head. We're really at the mercy of Mother Nature for that. But we'll do it as soon as we possibly can.
Okay.
John Pruitt and his team have a fall cleanup next weekend, the 15th.
Okay. Oh, that would be good if people want to volunteer for that.
Anybody who's looking to volunteer and wants to come out and get involved, we have a lot of jobs and a lot of things. It takes a lot of people to keep that ski hill running.
Oh, I bet. Now, you guys are hill rats. That's a cool thing. It's cool. It's cool to be a hill rat. Stella, right up to that microphone. I want to know when you're on that hill, okay? And you do a lot of snowboarding, don't you? You do. Okay. When you're on that hill, what do you feel? All the way up to that mic. What do you feel when you're on that hill?
It's like really fun, and like you get a lot of freedom.
I knew it. That's the word I was looking for.
And you just like, it's a nice time to spend like time with your friends.
Uh huh. Are you? But when you're on the hill by yourself, do you have like tunes and a headphone, or are you just by yourself?
They play music.
They play music. Okay, they play music. So when you're on that hill, you feel free. It's freedom. I totally believe that. Maisie, what do you feel when you're on that hill?
I feel like fun and like same as what Stella said, like freedom and like,
How long have you guys been skiing?
I've been snowboarding since I was 2 and skiing since I was 6.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Where's Parker? Parker! Hi, Parker. Up to that microphone. How long have you been skiing and snowboarding?
I've been snowboarding for 10 years now.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's a long, long time. What do you love about it?
I love, as well as these girls have said, the freedom.
The freedom. I knew you were going to say that.
Yes. Also, the community you have.
Yeah.
Everyone, there's no groups where you are separated from everyone. It's one big community.
Really?
Everyone snowboards, everyone's trying out tricks, and everyone's trying to learn how to have as much fun as they can.
So you're all hill rats out there, right? Am I right? And then is it Ava?
Mm-hmm.
Come on over to the microphone and talk. What do you love about being out on that hill?
I love that everyone's not on their phones and everyone's outside.
I love that. There you go. And I love it.
Everyone, like, talks to each other. Excited to see everyone. You don't have to invite people to the hill. You just see them.
You just, so after school, you'll say, hey, I'll, you know you're going to see you at the hill at 6 or however that works. And I love that, David, that they said they feel free.
Yeah.
I totally get that. That's what I feel when I swim, and I went skydiving for the first time this year.
You skydiving.
You did, okay.
And you actually said that this feels like freedom when the quiet, when the shoot.
I felt, I never felt such freedom, and I would imagine that's like on the hill. And skiing and snowboarding has become a sport where you're going to use it later in life. You may be, at one point in your life, ladies, 24 years old, you're out of school or out of the trades, whatever you're doing, you're working at a company, doing your thing, living on your own, you got an apartment, and all of a sudden the boss says, hey, we're going to be skiing this weekend. I'd like you all to come. You show up. The boss is going to say, wow, they showed up for that event.
Promotion.
And they know how to ski and snowboard. No, it's true. I never took golf.
Yes.
And I missed out on so much in my life with company. I just think it's a good sport to know. And it's a sport that you can do your whole life. So, David, do you snowboard? Because you look like a snowboarder to me.
I appreciate that, but I've tried it twice and almost killed myself.
Okay, I'm not doing it.
It's embarrassing. I thought it would be easy, but for some reason it's not. The most impressive thing about these young ladies to me, and fun as a parent, is I've watched all four of these young ladies grow up. Not only do they ski and snowboard, they surf. Maisie is an incredible wake boarder. These girls do all kinds of board sports.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, we have a big air event, we have a slope style event, and these are the four ladies that I see. You know, there's a group of them, about 10 or 12, that continuously get out there, and that independence that they experience by themselves being out, that freedom that you talk about.
Yeah.
It's truly empowering. So I would love to see anybody who's listening that has a young lady that wants to come out. These girls are welcoming. We can get you on a snowboard. We have something for everybody, from the beginner to the expert. And we have qualified instructors out there that will help you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll figure out a way. If there's anything impeding you as far as price, work with us. Go on the website. There's scholarships that we offer. We just want to see more of these young ladies, like these fine young ladies we have today out there on the hill. So thank you for bringing that
up. I love this. And I want Stella, and I don't know if you're with your crew here, but you were snowboarding and it was raining ice or something. Your mom had posted a video last year, and the thing was, well, she'll do it in any kind of weather. Yeah. It doesn't matter, you know. I would love to just go down to Mulligan's Hollow with the grandkids. They're still little, but just to have them watch
Bring
the girls, that would be really cool. Go ahead.
That's even fun to have, like, you're watching your little kids, because you get to watch them, like, grow and see how they
Oh, that's go. Cool that you got, yeah.
There's, like, also, like, just, like, 5-year-olds skiing and snowboarding tricks.
Yeah, really?
So I do the race team for skiing, and like last year there's a 6-year-old doing it, and it was really cool watching like how they needed their parents bringing them up,
sure,
or they could do it by themselves and lapping us.
Oh, I have to go to Mulligan's Hollow. This is awesome.
We would love to have you. We'll have a s'mores waiting for you if you show
up. Well, you know, I know you have cocoa and all that. You girls are fierce. You are so fierce to come in on your day off of school to talk about the ski swap. What is the time?
It starts dropping off equipment on Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
I believe it's 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
It's on 2nd Street.
Uh-huh.
And then the time of the actual event is Saturday, November 8th, and it's going to be from 9 to 1 p.m.
Okay.
I'm reading this.
Okay. I can put all of that in the podcast, but okay.
And visit our website. So if you don't already, please, we have a new website.
Oh, what is the website?
It's mulliganshollow.org. We are a nonprofit, folks. We need you to.
I didn't know that.
I know.
Wait
a lot of
second.
People don't. Yes, we are a nonprofit. So we just got our new website, and being a .org is something we're very proud of.
Uh-huh.
We have so many great partnerships in this community that help us do what we do, and we want to continue to grow those and celebrate those relationships and build those relationships even stronger. So we invite you, please, if you want to bring your kids down, sit around the fire.
Yep.
This generation that I'm looking at right next to me, they're going to be teaching your kids how to do this.
And oh, wow. This is – wow.
It is fantastic.
Wow. And I know Stella a little bit. I've met you. I met you 3 years ago, so I have seen her grow up, and at this age, a year makes such a difference in how these young ladies grow up. So Stella, Maisie, Ava, and Parker, thank you for being here. You ladies are fierce. I can't wait to see you out there. And David, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
So you think I could bring my 5-year-old granddaughter all bundled up to Mulligan's Hollow, and somebody would teach her how to do something?
We will be looking for you.
You will. Okay.
There's like beginner and like intermediate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It's a date. I'm doing it. All right. This has been 92.1 WGHN. Good morning, Grand Haven. Thanks for being here.